This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's trillion-dollar-plus intervention yesterday to pump cash into the bond market wasn't just a preemptive, just-in-case-we-need-it move. With the virus and the crash in the crude oil market, it's clearer now there have been moments where sellers of debt were having some trouble lining up buyers. These are among unsettling hints that what had been a stock market sell-off story may be straining the financial system itself. Neil Irwin is a senior economics correspondent for the New York Times offshoot called The Upshot, which does data-driven analysis. Hi, Neil.
Hi, David.
You know, it was nagging me this week, looking at my screens here. Both stocks and bonds were going down at the same time. You noticed that, too, and it worries you in some way.
Yeah, there's a lot that's happening in financial markets right now that isn't supposed to happen. And it's not just that the markets are down so much and we've had so much volatility, though we certainly have had that. It's also that lots of assets that are not supposed to move together are moving together. And bonds are one example of that.
You also noted in your piece something else weird. Some exchange-traded funds were moving differently than the, what, underlying stocks in the funds?
That's right. What we're seeing is a lot of evidence from a lot of different markets that there's a real cash crunch happening in the financial system right now. Apparently, big institutions are probably selling whatever they can to raise cash that they think they might need for handling this potential recession or whatever is heading down the pike. And those are worrying signs. Those are the kinds of credit freeze-ups we saw back in the financial crisis in 2007, 2008. And we don't want to see that again. And that's what led to this total of $1.5 trillion in liquidity that's being pumped into the financial system. A really remarkable move that the Fed took on Thursday afternoon.
The story had been, yes, stocks are falling like crazy, but the underlying financial system is well lubricated. It's not seizing up. It's functioning well. Can we still say that?
Yeah, a week ago, that's exactly what I would have said. Now I think we're increasingly having to worry about something much more complex, much more long-lasting, as it becomes clear that this is a problem that's starting to result in a freeze-up in credit that can really affect the entire economy. You know, for example, so mortgage rates normally go down when there's a economic downturn, when the economy looks rough, when the market's down. Right now, mortgage rates aren't really coming down much. Municipal bond rates have been rising, so cities and towns are going to have to pay more to borrow money. There's a lot of things that are happening that usually are shock absorbers when the economy is in rough shape that aren't happening because of these credit freeze-ups.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're just getting rattled here, Neil. Maybe it's not like the early scenes of the horror movie where you start to see, you know, cracks forming in walls that shouldn't have been there, right? It'd be nice if we're wrong.
Well, and the weird thing is, it is like a horror movie in the sense that, you know, there's always this period of the horror movie when nothing actually bad has happened to the characters yet, but there's all these ominous little things that you see and you as the viewer know that bad things are to come. I worry that we're seeing a lot of those kind of warning signs out there that this could be a really dark chapter in economic history.
Mm. Neil Irwin is senior economics correspondent for the New York Times, The Upshot. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, David.